And now to that most terrifying of characters, the vampire.
I am Dracula.
Since Bela Lugosi played Count Dracula, the vampire has been sown through American culture. From sugar cereal...
Welcome to breakfast with my chocolatey good cereal, Count Chocula.
To wry teeny boppers.
The Slayer hunts vampires. Buffy is a Slayer. Don't tell anyone. Well, I think that's all the vampire information you need.
Except for one thing. How do you kill them?
You don't. I do.
Eric Newsom is the author of The Dead Travel Fast, Stalking Vampires from Nosferatu to Count Chocula. And he joins me here in the studio. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
You wrote a book about vampires, and you yourself went on a journey for this book. Describe your journey.
Well, I think the reason I chose vampires was because it's such a powerful metaphor. Vampires are like a vessel, and people can put anything that kind of titillates them or terrifies them into it, and that creature then feeds on that fear for its power. And that's really what makes a vampire. And every society and culture has had some variation on a vampire. There are Egyptian vampires and Japanese vampires, and there are ancient Greek vampires, and they all have that same thing in common. One of the things that made me think of writing this book was several years ago, President Bush was talking about energy vampires, which are...
Energy vampires.
Yes, which are cell phone chargers or computer-like brick thingy madoodles that you...
Wall warts.
Yes, that draw power whether or not they're charging a battery or actually making a device work. I thought, you know, what an odd use of that phrase. And on that same day, I was eating Count Chocula cereal. It was like July. And I was looking through some Rolling Stone magazine, and there was an ad for vodka that used vampires. I was like, wow, within like 10 minutes, I've seen three different references to vampires. There has to be something here.
I see vampires everywhere.
That's right.
So you're saying it's a really deep part of our popular culture, at the very least. And there have been many iterations of the vampire movie, starting with one you write about during the Depression.
You know, it's the interesting thing is, if you look at any time when we've had vampire movies, the 30s, 40s, 50s, the 70s, you look at what attributes they gave their vampires and the situations that those vampires were in. And it really is a window into the darkest side of that time. You can look at a movie, a terrible movie like Blackula, which had...
Is this like a blaxploitation movie?
Yeah. About vampires.
Okay.
Where an African aristocrat is captured by a European man and imprisoned for 200 years in a coffin and then is sprung to life in South Central Los Angeles. And he goes looking for his soulmate at that time. If that's not a very easy analogy to what life was like in Black America in the early 70s, I don't know what is. If you look at 1931 version of Dracula or any other version of Dracula, there's been many, many adaptations of the movie. I think there's been 43 sequels and remakes since that first Bela Lugosi movie. Each one, what makes them different is the time that they're in and what's scary and what's sexy and what frightens people. And they put those attributes onto Dracula. In the 110 years since Dracula came out, he's been a woman, he's been Jesus, he's been a rat. He's manifested in so many different ways because the people who create these movies, even when they're bad movies, that's what they think is scary.
There was a real Dracula, Count Dracula, yes?
There was a real Dracula. He wasn't a Count.
He wasn't Dracula. A Count, okay.
It was Vlad Dracula, or Vlad Tepish, as he's sometimes called, Vlad the Impaler. You know, the interesting thing is that many people have tried to kind of port vampire attributes onto Vlad Dracula to say he drank blood or that he was a vampire himself or became one after he died, and none of that is true. His actual deeds as ruler of Wallachia and Transylvania in the 15th century were far worse than anything a vampire has ever done. He impaled a measurable percentage of the residents of his country, but depending on the numbers you believe, it could be as high as 4 or 6% of the people. And he would go into a town, and if he had a problem with somebody, like he thought a spy was in the town, he would order the entire town to be impaled.
What does that mean? To be like run through with a pole?
Yeah, run through with a pole in a way you will not die. The point of impaling is actually, it was considered an art form to see if you could impale someone without damaging any of the internal organs. And Vlad was obsessed with this practice and did it and tried to perfect it by doing it different ways.
Oh my God.
He is best known as a historical figure, actually, for keeping the Turks out of Romania, what is now Romania.
Huh.
And he did so when he was outnumbered probably 10 or 20 to 1. But he did these crazy things so that he could be the craziest guy in the room. So the Turks were scared of him and they wouldn't take him on.
Sounds like a pretty awful guy.
He was a pretty intense guy.
Eric Newsom is the author of The Dead Travel Fast, Stalking Vampires from Nosferatu to Count Chocula. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eric Newsom also works here at NPR, developing new shows. We leave you now with these parting words from Bram Stoker's Dracula. There are such beings as vampires. Some of us have evidence that they exist. If that doesn't prickle your skin and raise those little neck hairs, I don't know what will. Now, go out there and carve those pumpkins. And remember, come back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.